We've got a special guest joining the program. As we now welcome on McNeese State basketball team manager, Amir Orakhan. Amir, thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you wanting to have me on. The pleasure is mine.
Let's talk about the game last night. Big game for McNeese State. The Southland Conference, Amir, it kind of gets disrespected a little bit. University of Texas, Rio Grande is an excellent team. New Orleans is an excellent team. SF Austin is an excellent team. I mean, of course, McNeese State right there in the mix at 17-3 in conference play. I mean, all these teams have March Madness aspirations. Talk a little bit about the win last night, 75-68. Your Cowboys moved to 24-5 overall.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the Southland ball. I love that. Yeah, it was a huge win last night, obviously, when we went to Rio Grande and played them. They beat us. We had a bad start in the first half, and we made the game close in the second half, the first game, but we just couldn't pull through. So it was a big game for us. It was senior night, and obviously, we wanted to beat a team that beat us earlier in the season. So they're a really good team. They can shoot it at, like, one of the best teams in the Southland, and we knew that. And also very physical. They had very physical guards, so we knew it was going to be a tough matchup. But it was one we had circled on our calendar, so it was one we had to win, and we ended up pulling through at the end.
Amir, I want to kind of take you back just a few months. How good does it feel for you personally to be back at McNeese? Obviously, you know, it kind of. I'm not sure if it was by your own design, but it kind of leaked out that you transferred over to NC State, and now you're back at McNeese. How good does it feel to be back? You are a Lake Charles native, aren't you?
I am. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it feels great. I loved, my short time at NC State. Great coaching staff. Obviously, I was with them at McNeese. There was a few new coaches there. Great manager crew over there, which was, I think was really big for me because they welcomed me in, and I wasn't there for long, wasn't there as long as them, but, you know, they made me feel at home, and that meant a lot to me. Players out there also, like, they kind of embraced me and embraced everything, so that meant a lot to me. But, yeah, I'm so glad to be back home. I think I've lived at Lake Charles my whole life. I live 5 minutes away from campus, so it just means a lot to me being a manager for McNeese. You know, being obviously we went to the tournament the last 2 years, and you're hoping to go again to, you know, the NCAA tournament. And I think just doing that with McNeese is so special, just because for my lifetime, I haven't seen them go to the NCAA tournament besides the last 2 years. So just being able to say that I was a part of it, it means a lot to me. And, yeah, I love Lake Charles. I love McNeese, and I'm glad to be back home.
Yeah, you made your return to Twitter last night, posting a video of you and the team walking out with the boombox. I saw in an interview. It was with you. I believe this was after last year's March Madness, where they kind of asked you about what songs you picked to play on the boombox, and you mentioned that that Q was playing some Ludfoe, and you recognize Ludfoe. Yeah. What goes into the decision for you for the songs on the boombox? Is that one that you make entirely yourself? Do you take the team's input when you're walking out?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I actually don't pick the songs at all. Obviously, like sometimes before we walk out, they'll say, hey, we're walking out to this song. Do you know it? Or, you know, just from being around each other, they kind of know who I listen to and what songs I know. But I told the players, even after last year, like, I don't want any input, for picking the songs. If they really want me to, I'll pick a song and that I know they like, and we'll go out with that. But, yeah, I want it to be their thing because it's, we're trying to get them hyped for their game, you know, and it's the pregame last walkout before they would go onto the court and play the game. So I let that be their thing. And if they want to ask me for a song, if they really want me to, I'll pick a song that I know. But we'll let that be their thing, because it is.
I love that. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Amir Orakhan. Do people just call you Amir? Do people call you Aura? Is it a little bit of a mix? What do your boys back home call you? Your friends from maybe high school or the friends you grew up with? They've got to still be calling you Amir, right?
Yeah, I mainly get Amir. If I go out in public and someone recognizes me, they'll say Aura. A lot of my friends don't mess with me, and they'll just call me Aura, just because, you know.
Sure.
just to mess with me.
Of course.
Mainly I get Amir. You know, I still get called by my first name, but really, you know, feel free to call me whatever you want. You know, I don't feel any type of way. Amir or Amir.
All right, we're going to get into a little bit of the Boombox stuff, but first, I just want to talk ball. I've got my co-host across the table from me, Carter Stedman. Talk a little bit about this McNeese State team. What makes this McNeese State team special? I saw an interview with you, I believe it was the one with John Fanta, where he's interviewing you in the locker room, and he goes to ask one of the players their thoughts, and they're pointing at you. They're saying, no, interview him. I mean, that must have been a really special brotherhood. What does the chemistry look like for this year's McNeese State team? I mean, does it still feel like a family as tight-knit, at least as it looked on social media for, you know, all of America to see last year?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, last year the team, they're the ones who made the moment so special because they're the ones who won the game. You know, the coaching staff and the players, they're the one who should have earned all of the credit, but they wanted to, you know, share the spotlight with me. So that means a lot me, and this year's team is, I think, just as tight-knitted. The coach, Bill Armstrong, he's been great. He's ever since I met him after before it's time to go to NC State, he's big about family, and I think also with his family, but about making the team, you know, one, we're family for the whole year. While we're together, we're going to be a family. You know, we spend time with each other off the court, and that's a big thing for him. So, absolutely, this team is very you know, well together, and I think the chemistry, towards the beginning of the year, obviously, it's a new team, so it takes a little while for the team to gel, but now, you know, I think the chemistry's at an all-time high, and they're getting ready for, you know, the Southland Conference Tournament and the March run, but it means a lot to me because they also embraced me coming from NC State, and, you know, they want me to share the spotlight with them, even though it really should be all on them. They're the ones who are playing, winning the games. They're the reason we're about to go to the NCAA tournament for, you know, a third consecutive year. So it is a very close group.
Amir, I want to ask you about kind of your rise to fame, because in this world of NIL and the transfer portal, obviously you guys lose Will Wade to NC State, a couple guys follow them, Quiddier Copeland, the most notable transfer there, but you, in your own respect, you're the first student manager to receive NIL money. I'm just curious, what is that like? Because you're around players who are probably getting paid, but now you as a student manager are also receiving NIL money, there's commercials, there's all this fun stuff. What was that like behind the scenes of just having these big companies reaching out? Are you giving some of the guys flack, like, hey, I'm making this amount, I'm on a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial, and you have to go to practice today? Like, what was that whole experience like, and what's it like now?
Honestly, it was like kind of like a fever dream, because when the video first got posted, I didn't even know it got posted, and the day it got posted was senior night last year, and that was, you know, it was, I was just focused on the game, and that night, I go on my phone and just see it all blowing up, and that, like, my favorite sports accounts, Barstools, ESPN, posted me, and I just didn't know how to process it. I would say over the next month, it was a surreal experience. I really want to spotlight, like, all the managers and to showcase that, like, what we do, because obviously I don't walk out with a boombox, you know? We do a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to make sure I showcase that. And I appreciate the players. They wanted me to have the spotlight because it's something that's never happened before. But obviously, you know, it's the love that we have for each other. I'm still trying to process it and, you know, being the first student manager. It means a lot to me. But this March, hopefully, I'll make sure other student managers share the spotlight with me, and we'll figure that out going forward.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Amir, I want to ask something that I've been thinking about just kind of in my sports brain. You know, you blow up, you go viral. You know, that's all fine and dandy. I'm sure you got a bunch of messages from people saying, oh my gosh, this is awesome, this is great. Did you get any hate messages? Because I would have been so insecure, I would have looked at every single one of them.
Yeah, I check my DMs, you know, often. I wouldn't say I read every message, but I would say towards the beginning there wasn't really a lot of hate messages.
Okay.
It was just there was a few, you know, here and there. Obviously, if we beat a team, then they would probably message me. They would leave some hateful stuff. But really, I thought that was funny. I laughed at them now. I laughed at them then, just because you know, I'm not the one who's winning my team's game, you know, so I don't want any of the credit for that. But I think, you know, they let me know about that in the comments, and they just try to insult me, but I just think it's funny, man. I'm not going to take it to heart, and I'm just going to keep enjoying the moment, and I think it's something that comes with it, you know? You can't expect to... That's how it's just social media is. You know, there's a lot of love from social media, and I received a lot of that, and hate comes with it as well. So I'm not going to complain. I'll just laugh at them, but I've definitely received my fair share of, you know, hateful DMs.
Sure, sure.
Amir, I want to ask kind of what your future is like going forward. You know, you're a team manager now. It's very obvious just in the time we have talking to you. You're passionate about the guys in the locker room, your team, McNeese as a whole, even showing your respect to NC State as well. Is your future, is it more going to be focused on your studies? Or are you trying to find opportunities to stick around basketball moving forward? Because I know as athletes or managers or whatever role we might have, you know, our relationship with sports always plays a part in who we are as a person. And so I'm just curious, after your time at McNeese comes to an end, do you have a plan of kind of what you want to do going forward?
Absolutely. So I would say first, like, my plan right now is to graduate, and then after I graduate, become a graduate assistant on a college basketball staff. I'm hoping that's McNeese, and if there's room for me, you know, if they want to have me as a GA, then that's what I'll do for 2 years, be a GA, work on the staff, and, you know, just to continue being with the team and learning more about basketball and, you know, hopefully, you know, one day be a coach. I would say being with a basketball team the last few years, being a manager, has, you know, made me love being involved with the team. And I feel like I learned a lot more about basketball than I knew. I thought I knew a lot before just watching basketball, but just, you know, being involved with the team, seeing what they do on a daily basis, I think, you know, I would love to explore coaching. But before being a manager, I wanted to get into sports media. I watch, you know, sports shows, like, you know, radio talk shows like y'all are doing. That's my only hobby, really, is sports. Or a lot of them revolve around sports, at least. So I love to talk about sports for a living. Everything that's happened over the past year has kind of given me a platform to where I might be able to, you know, pursue a career in that. So I think being a GA for 2 years after I graduate is the plan. And then, you know, if I'm offered a position on a coaching staff to, you know, move up the ladder, then I'll definitely consider that. Or I'll consider, you know, using my platform, using social media, and, you know, try to, you know, get a job talking about sports for a living, because I'd love to do that.
Amir, I'm sure you don't have time for this, but are you on an intramural team at McNeese by any chance? What's your game like, man? Are you a perimeter guy? Are you down low grabbing boards?
Yeah, so I'm definitely a perimeter guy, you know. We do have an intramural team, actually. You know, we don't have the best record this year. We've been in every game, but just haven't been able to pull it out. You know, we're not a second-half team, and we got to figure that out. But, yeah, we have an intramural team at McNeese. I would say I'm a perimeter guy. You know, I like to handle the ball. I'm not the quickest, obviously, but I won't blow by you. But I think I can, you know, just handle the ball. I'm more of a passer, and if I'm open, you know, I can shoot, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm more of a passer. I don't know who the pro comp would be, because I don't want to disrespect any player.
No, go ahead. Give us one. Give us a pro comp.
So I'll say the player that I try to play like is Chris Paul. Like, my brother's a huge Chris Paul fan, so I've always tried to – I've watched him my whole life, and I was actually able to meet him last summer, which was surreal. He was so cool. So I would say that's the player I try to play like. You know, I definitely don't think that's what I look like playing, but that's what I try to play like. I try to share the ball. I like to play in the pick and roll. You know, I like to – just drive downhill and look for, you know, open shooter, or look for the roll. You know, always looking for the pass. But, you know, if the shot's available, you know, I also like to shoot it. I don't shoot too many close range threes. It's weird, though, because I teams will give me wings to, you know, shoot too further out. So I'll take the opportunity to shoot it deep whenever I can. But I would say Chris Paul. Now, I don't think that's fair to him, but that's just who I try to play like, so I'll go with him. No.
Amir, the Clippers did Chris Paul dirty, didn't they? I mean, on this retirement tour.
Yeah, they did. I was sad to see that. I was hoping he would run it with Toronto, just so we could see him in the playoffs, just so we could see him, you know, one more playoff run. And, you know, they have a solid solid young core, and, you know, they might be able to win a playoff series or two. So I was hoping he'd stay with them, but absolutely, I'm a Lakers fan. So I, you know, I already have a reason not to like the Clippers, sure. And that just gives me another one.
Amir, I want to ask you, you know, you talked about your loyalty to McNeese, wanting to be on the staff there. If the Lakers came calling and they said, hey, we have a manager position, we have a locker room position open, but the McNeese job is still there, I mean, what kind of decision is that? Are we staying home?
That's a big-time
decision.
Are
we representing the hometown, or are we going across the country to L.A., hanging out with Luka, hanging out with Braun, Bronny, all those guys? Does that put you in a tough spot if the Lakers come knocking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say it puts me in a tough spot because, you know, sadly, I'm going to have to leave home, and I hope everyone else would understand that.
I think they would.
I feel like that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I love McNeese so much. Obviously, I want to spend my career the rest of the year. But obviously, I don't want to, you know, one thing I don't want to do is lie. I think if the Lakers came calling, you know, if, like, the opportunity to work with LeBron and, you know, one of his last years, Luka, obviously Bronny, all the players they have out there, and I'm such a huge fan, I feel like that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah, I think I would definitely pursue it, but I think I would also, you know, McNeese is home. So hopefully, you know, if I'm done after being with the Lakers, I could come back here. But yeah, I think I definitely would pursue that. Now, if it's in the middle of this run, the rest of this year, I would close it out with McNeese. You know, I want to stay with this group, and it means a lot to me that they accepted me. For me to come in the middle of the year, you know, it could be a distraction or whatever. So that means a lot to me that they're just so open to me coming back. So I would stay with this team for the rest of the year if that's the case. But if after this year they came calling, I would definitely pursue that option.
All right, Amir, obviously you became viral with the boombox, walking the team out.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that goes into being a team manager, though. Give us your day-to-day. I mean, are you in the gym 6 a.m. rebounding for guys? Are you, you know, setting up the film room, getting ready? What goes into being a team manager for a D1 program?
Yeah, I would say, so usually the day starts off with the guys coming in to get shots. So we'll come in the morning, and the guys will come in. They'll get some shots up. You know, they'll have different shooting groups. So we'll usually rebound for them for around, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours for each group. And then afterwards, there's a little bit of a break in between. We'll come back around an hour before practice to make sure everything is set up before practice. You know, if the coaches need anything, if the players need anything for practice, we'll just make sure we're there. And a lot of them will also get shots before practice. So we'll rebound for them. And then during practice, we have a few different roles. Last year, mine was just to run the clock mainly. But obviously, you know, we'll have towels. We'll have balls in our hands. We're ready to wipe up the wet spots. You know, really just be around in case the coaches need anything. If we need a rebound during practice, if we need to help, you know, wear the pads while they're going through their finishing drills or anything, we help them facilitate practice and the best way we can. And afterwards, we'll usually rebound for a little bit and then do laundry at the end of the day, make sure the laundry is ready to go for the next day. And then it's kind of rinse and repeat. Game days are similar to where they'll come in early, get shots up, and then they'll go to their pregame routine. But that's most of how the daily schedule is.
That's awesome. Amir, right now on my computer screen, I'm looking at a bobblehead of you. It's going for $30 right now, man. Good stuff. Do you have any merch you want to plug? Do you have any closing thoughts? So we'll let you have the floor here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really just want to, you know, just if anyone's hearing this, I want to reach out to companies this March who want to work with managers, and not me. I've been blessed to work with a lot of managers. So if there's any even local companies, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, if they have a social media presence or whatever. Any companies who want to work with any managers at any school, if they have a specific school in mind, I love to help facilitate any way I can. So that's my goal this March, to make sure as many managers get NIL deals, because it was a blessing for me. It's completely changed my life, and I love to do that for other student managers, because there's a lot of student managers who are doing more work than what I've done, and that definitely deserves that. So I would love to set that up and be of help in any way I can for that. And I just want to say I appreciate y'all for having me. It means a lot that, you know, that y'all wanted to interview me. So I appreciate y'all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amir.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a good one.